Torah wants us not to have any chametz in our possession on Pesach, Isser Bayiro Bayimotze. So the Betzim, there were three ways the Raisa to address this problem, to prevent the person from being over the mitzvah of the Isser of Bayiro Bayimotze, and the kind of mitzvah of Tashbizu. So we have, prevent yourself from being over this Bayiro Bayimotze through the process of Bedika and Beer. The first thing is Boidik, and then he, the chametz that he finds, he destroys. So why does he have to be boidik? Why don't he just destroy the chametz that he has? Why does he have to be boidik? So one understanding, at least the way the Nesibus understands, it's a din of chazaka. There's a chazaka that there's chametz there. So the chiyuv to be mevayer of the chametz would require you to clarify where the chametz is, because you know that there's chametz there. There's a chazaka that there's chametz there. So you're boidik, you have not removed the chazaka, you know there's chametz there, therefore you have a chiyuv of the beer is not enough just to destroy what you know about. You must be boidik and then be mevar. The second option is the process of bittul, being mevatel the chametz. You've removed the status of the chametz from having chametz, whether it works as hefker, or works as a different process. But there's a concept called bittul. Chazal did not want us to rely on one or the other alone. Chazal were afraid that if a person does bittul, he might not be totally sincere about his bittul. The Guska Yofa, something which he's not really going to have an attitude of bittul towards it. On the other hand, just to rely on bdik and beer, you might find, and not to bittul, a person might find something which later he didn't do a perfect job, it's always possible, and he finds it on Pesach, he'll have a problem. So Chazal required us to do bdika and beer and bittul. There's another option to remove chametz from your possession, which is the process of mechira. Historically, mechira was that they would actually take the item and actually remove it from the premises and give it sell to the goy. Actually, give it to the goy. Nowadays, most places don't do that. There's still some places which do that, but most places don't do that. They just sell to the goy, and then you have the goy's chametz on your property. That's we don't do that either. We sell the piece of property where the chametz is found to the goy as well. Now, we all know that preparing for Pesach, besides bedika and beer and mechira, we do cleaning. So why are we cleaning? What is the purpose of this process of cleaning for Pesach? So above and beyond the purpose of being spring cleaning, which is a very nice excuse to clean, obviously there's a reason why the halacha requires us to do cleaning. So as it's mentioned in halacha, the purpose of cleaning is to facilitate and prepare for bedika. It's hard to do bedika when there's a big mess and everything is not clear what you're looking for, etc. So you need to do cleaning process to be able to facilitate the bedika. That's the whole goal of the cleaning, which is mentioned in halacha. When should that start? The Ramah says, the Mishabura quotes it, another Ramah and Tavlam and Al, Mishabura and Tavlam and Gimel. On the day of Yud Gimel, if you clean around the house a little bit, you should be able to be boidik that night. That's how long cleaning should take. It should last for one afternoon. Right now, we do want to point out that their houses are a little bit smaller than our houses. If you look at the Morba Basra, it says the size of an apadna. A person contracts to build an apadna. Apadna is a palace, and they don't say a size. So the Morba gives a shear is 12 amas by 12 amas. So according to Rabbi Chaim Noah's shear, right? So that's 18 feet by 18 feet. That's considered a palace, one floor. Right? Most of our houses have. At one floor, we have twice that amount. Kalbuchheimer, we have multiple floors in your house, so they probably would need more time, commensurate time to that amount which we're talking about. But there are other reasons why we need the cleaning process as well, besides, above and beyond the purpose to prepare for bedika. There are areas which we have concern that we're going to be using these places for Pesach itself. We want to make sure that we don't have. We're going to be kashering. We're going to do. We need to prepare for the kashering process, the gola process, the leaven process. So those areas which you're going to be using for achila, you'd want to do a process of cleaning for there as well to be able to facilitate for the kashering process. But an area which you're not going to be eating, and that's not the concern. The main reason why we're cleaning is only for the purpose to facilitate bedika and beer. But we'll talk about more of some of the pratim of cleaning and the pratim of bedika and beer tomorrow.